All right. And we do have one quick question. So you can type it in the chat or you can unmute and just speak it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sonia. So I'm totally getting ahead of myself with this, but I'm very big picture visual. So I'm thinking about having a couple, because my work is brand strategy, right? So there's lots of pieces that could be a easy yes intro. And we talked about this in the last round that I love the idea of do this one and then I'll take it off a bigger branding package, right? Like lowering that risk. However, if I had like I could think of five possible things that I know that people battle with. Is, do you put all these offers on your website or do you just mention them in an email and have like a hidden sales page somewhere? Because the other thing I'm in the process of is, and I do this with clients all the time, is over time you keep adding to your website and then you're like 20 billion things that people could buy and now it's super confusing.
That it is, I know it happens all the time. The more, like, the longer we're in business, it's like, oh, you know. I would probably say, do you have one or two that tend to convert to more business? Like they're just.
Like a brand audit does. And then there's one that that I help people with pulling out like kind of the core brand message. And they want a couple of things that feel like very powerful that then they can go work on. I'd say those two are the top ones.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I would put those two on your website. And then in your email list, I mean, you can do it either way, neither way is wrong. I would be tempted to lead with the brand audit. And then if they don't pick that up, say, if you're looking for something less, you know, if lower commitment than a full brand audit, we could do this. I also do this. And then if they don't pick that up, then I might in your email put together some little short mini sequences that are like one or two email messages long. Like, does this ever happen to you? You know, you have this happen and then like, you know, your visuals are all messed up or something like that. And have a specific message for specific, like a specific additional product that can be in your email. Also, if you have a blog or content or social, I would make those offers when you're talking about that topic.
And I had a blog that I was using for case studies and I wasn't using it, so I'm actually in the process now of cleaning that up to make my blog past newsletters and then some, like kind of standalone content like that. So that works very well.
And then you also have that, and we have Nick coming up, ooh, doo, 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 week three of this section. So 2 weeks from now, we have a really cool thing from Pamela about sales conversations. And so you can also have those in your back pocket. If you're on a conversation with somebody about an audit, but they're like resisting the audit for whatever reason, you say, you know what, you know, I don't offer this to everybody, but for special situations, I do offer this other thing if that feels more like in alignment. And then, yeah, I would just have them be sales pages that are not on your navigation.
So like the like pick two of the easy yes to like have kind of on the website and then other ones tucked away for a oh I can show you that if that sounds more appealing to go. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, great question. Because as you know from your own work, it happens a lot, right? It's like, you know, people have so many, you know, we try different things and we're interested in different things. And then all of a sudden we end up with like a million mid-journey offers. And it's a lot to maintain. You know, that's also like a lot of times why people will put those thresholds on a launch deadline. Like, you can get this now and then you can't get it 60 days from now because I don't want to be thinking about this 60 days from now. Good. Very good. All right. Any more? Are you set? That's a great question.
Yeah, that's good for today.
Yeah, I think we've there's plenty to think about.
One question for today is good. I got plenty to work on, so.
Good. I love it. I love it. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. So we will pop the replay up. I'm going to try and get it today because I'm going to actually out tomorrow. So we'll see. I'll try and get a replay up today if I can. All right, Jocelyn, thank you so much. Take care, and I'll see you next week.